no, not the extra anymore. I got double magnolia, it's just a neat suit. I can ever die to match you, wait, don't. I can ever die to match in door horn. I can ever die to match you, wait, the moon. I can ever die to match you, you're strong. Not a beast mother, that's the sugar. And do I'm a girl, that it's good to match yet. A book side tax, that you eat that. And thou and none, that you match that you yet. You see that it's to know what's there. That the air with that note, I'm way at you, but you are yet. Dan da, tan do, who yet. So I da, be yet, that you eat can ask yet.
The moment I hear the familiar keys of geese above the swamp canopies. These memories rush back to me like water on the roof of my family tree. Springtime in a snow blind, sipping that tea. Late fall in a 20-foot V-stern. In a swamp in the winter with the snowshoes on. Follow wind tracks till my feet hurt. You connected me to my destiny. You taught me what being native means. In the shade of the trees, you made me believe in something sacred and free. On the land, you'd be forever with me. Making me see what's greatest gift that you could ever give me. Always have your strong essence in your taught lessons. Calm presence in the reflections of the sun rising over the tree line horizons. Now I'm rewinding this time inside of my mind to find it upright and shining. I walk the shoreline with the rope. You walk the riverside and guided the boat. But city lights in the distance glowed and glistened off the river's flow. When the current started turning, you knew that you had to just let go. But you should know I won't stop pulling, even if it seems I'm moving slow. Through the rain and through the snow, I proudly hold my past to my side.
I am Boutros Ghali. Put down your gun and listen to...
Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 Vancouver.
Fall fast and fleeting. Hearts and wings commence to beating. What's unseen with all believing? Vision walls fall, all receding. Vision walls fall, all receding.
I like that song a lot. Hi, you're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. I'm your co-host, Fleur.
And I guess I'm your other host, Christian.
There we go. You're on the air now. No, sorry about that.
You know, technical difficulty, minor bump in the show here. It's Thursday. We're back, and it's good to be here. That was Massive Attack with Pray for Rain off their latest album, Heligoland. Love that track, too. Yeah, great voice.
Yeah,
it's almost soothing.
Well, the vocals, me and Christian were like, how are we going to bring this up? Because this person's name is kind of difficult to pronounce. The vocals, you might have recognized those before. They're from one of the members of TV on the Radio, Tunde. How do I help me out here, Christian? How do I say his last name?
Adabim.
Okay,
we'll go with that.
Yeah, like Christian said, that's Massive Attacks from their new album, a great track. If you've never heard of Massive Attack before, you've obviously been under a rock for the last 20 years.
They've been doing it for a while, since the late 80s at least, right?
Yeah, exactly. Well, if you they were probably known as the forerunners of the Bristol trip hop movement, even though they hate that reference when I found out last night in my research. But yeah, it's the three members: DJ Marshall, aka Daddy G, Andy Vowles, aka Mushroom, and graffiti artist turned MC Robert Del Naha, aka 3D. Unfortunately, Mushroom is no longer with them, and it's now just Daddy G and 3D. They originally were called the Wild Bunch, which was one of the first homegrown sound systems in the UK, and they became a dominant member of the Bristolian club scene. I'm thinking I've got the soccer on my mind right now.
Yeah, Australia. We were talking about that earlier.
It's okay.
And Massive Attack, actually, they've done a number of things as far as social justice and raising awareness for various different causes. But in 2008, they teamed up with Reprieve for Meltdown 2008 and helped raise funds and awareness for the human rights organization. So Reprieve is a legal action charity, and it uses the law to enforce the human rights of prisoners from death row to Guantanamo Bay. So they investigate, litigate, and actually educate. They work right on the front line and provide legal support to prisoners that are unable to pay for it themselves. So pretty interesting charity, and they prioritize the cases of prisoners accused of the most extreme crimes, such as acts of murder or terrorism even. So very interesting charity.
Yeah, and a lot of those times, I mean, a lot of people consider people in Guantanamo Bay or on death row as sort of, I don't want to say subhuman, but really don't need the rights as other people do because of the atrocities they might have inflicted on others. But I do think it's really important that there is someone with a voice for those people, because they are human beings and therefore need need representation when their human rights are being breached. I mean, that's the real, I guess, the indication of a truly civilized community, right? When you do that.
Most definitely. Very good point. Because I think when you hear about some of the acts that some of these prisoners have committed, you're just like, oh, you know, sell them down the river almost.
Mm-hmm,
But yeah, when it comes down to it, they still are human. So.
And Reprieve's done some pretty cool stuff. They represent over 33 prisoners in the U.S. Prison that we've talked about before, Guantanamo Bay. They work on behalf of prisoners facing the death penalty and the detention of, they have what they call conducting ongoing investigations into the rendition and the secret detention of ghost prisoners around, I guess, the war on terror. And when I was doing my research, they had some pretty cool things to do, and they were directing them more to musicians, which I thought was quite interesting, instead of just the normal public. They asked for any musician that was involved or interested in them to sign up to Reprieve Stop Torture Music Initiative, which you can find out more about at their website. We talked about that a couple of weeks ago with regards to what the Americans are doing down in Guantanamo Bay.
Yeah, using certain musicians' songs to torture prisoners, right?
Like, yeah.
That's just terrible to think about even. So.
Well, and exactly. And they also have in here, which I thought was kind of cool, was asking musicians to adopt the no torture clause into their contracts or their record contracts.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, which is, I thought, was really an innovative way of trying to stop, you know, something that was created out of to bring joy and love and humor and into someone's life becomes a torture, an instrument of torture. So
yeah,
it's pretty cool.
Definitely.
So what have we got next?
We've got a little Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings.
Yeah.
This is from their fourth studio album. They're a great, great band. I actually just bought this album, and I find it interesting how they record all of their material on old technology, like on analog versus digital. And they actually, the instruments they use are older instruments as well, just to get that old soul and funk sound. So here's Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings with The Game Gets Old from their new album, I Learned the Hard Way, on CITR.
In the ring with my box singing love, so I'm gonna feel some pain. Now how many times can I lose this game of love? I had a love who played with my soul, and it hurt so bad. My cards on the table. Win, lose, or draw.
On Saturday, July 10th, at Vancouver's beautiful Center for Performing Arts at 777 Homer Street, the Freakishly Fine Film Company will present Think You're Bloody Funny? A clean, stand-up comedy competition in which an upcoming comic will win $5,000. It will be a filmed event. The occasion is a benefit for the Vancouver Food Bank Society. Admission will be free, but a non-perishable food or cash donation for the food bank will be greatly appreciated. Tickets will be at the door. The Grace Note String Ensemble will play in the lobby beginning at 7 p.m., comedy at 8, followed by judging and a musical set by the Knackers. For more information, go to bloodyfunny.net. Everyone, welcome. I'm gonna take you down. You've been there before. I'm gonna lead you there. A dollar or two. Hit it, hit it. We should shine a light on, a light on. The book I write on, write on, keep right on.
I try to get it how I live it. A lot of people counting on me, kinda like a digit. It's a cold world, I'm not fronting like it isn't. It's no time for coming up shorter than the midget. Y'all know I'ma raise the bar though, like Bridget. See there is cargo, don't blink, you might miss it. It's precious cargo, you gotta be strong to lift it. The light comes in different types, be more specific. Shit, I'm Black Thought, what could be more prolific? For this love, I go above and beyond the limit. I told y'all I'm above and beyond a gimmick. I get into your head and spread like a pandemic. I never put myself in a race I can't finish. I'm well grounded, founded on the same premise as any man with a hit list that's about business. Yo, can a brother get a witness? Dig it right on.
We should shine a light on.
Awesome. Feeling the pretty relaxed vibe in here tonight with a little Erykah Badu there. It was called Me from New America Part 1, Fourth World War. So if you never heard of Erykah Badu, American recording artist, record producer, and an actress, so fairly accomplished, that's for sure. And her work includes elements of R&B, hip-hop, and jazz as well. And she's actually known for her role in the rise of neo-soul, the subgenre. So, great sound.
I've never even heard of neo-soul before. I did that research last night.
There you go.
I know, I'm uneducated. And if you liked New America Part 1, New America Part 2 came out a couple of weeks ago, so you should check that out. It's got a whole swag of great tracks. We'll probably profile something in the coming weeks from that album.
I think we should.
I know, I just thought I'd go old school with Me for this year. And as always, Erykah's been known to be quite philanthropic in her endeavours, and we've talked about her blind charity that she did for her, that she sort of organised herself. But she also supports ANSA, and I thought that was kind of cool to put it in with regards to the World Cup right now. So that ANSA means Artists for a New South Africa. It's a non-profit organization dedicated to combating the African AIDS pandemic, and it advances democracy and equality in South Africa and further civil rights and safeguard voting rights in the US. So there's a bit of a partnership between the US non-government organization and some South African charities as well. And they do this through their arts, culture, and their shared pursuit of social justice, which I thought was pretty cool.
Oh, definitely. I guess they were founded in 1989 by noted members of the arts and entertainment community, and their mission is to support South Africa's quest for freedom and democracy. So they've, since 89, raised quite a bit of money, $9 million for effective African nonprofits. So that's a pretty good chunk of change, I'd say. And they've shipped more than 70 tons of medical supplies and books to impoverished communities. Reach millions of people across the U.S. and Africa with essential information about HIV, AIDS, and voting rights as well. So I think education is definitely a key part of what they deliver, for sure.
Oh, and definitely. And when they were first founded in 1989, I mean, I guess their quest for freedom within South Africa is, and democracy is an interesting one, because back then, you know, the majority did not have democracy at all. They didn't even have the vote. They hardly had any rights whatsoever.
That's right.
During apartheid. And it's, I guess now people think, oh, well, then everybody's got the vote, so it should be, everything should be fine in South Africa, when really that's not the case. There's a lot of child poverty and a lot of, you know, HIV, AIDS-related orphans living around and in South Africa. And since 2005, ANSA has provided ongoing comprehensive care and services to more than 3,500 AIDS orphans and orphans and vulnerable children in South Africa. So I think it's really important, while the world watches the soccer in South Africa, to realise that this country has a great potential and it still has a long way to go to come out of the shackles of the apartheid oppressive nature of the last sort of 80 to 100 years.
Most definitely.
And we have to give them some support.
Yeah, and you can find out more about ANSA if you'd like. Again, on the internet, www.ansafrica.org. So check that out, educate yourself more about it and what they do. And next up, we've got the Black Keys.
Well, yeah, we played this song recently, and I wanted to play it again.
We
also forgot to back announce the Roots.
Oh, that's right. We did. We're skipping ahead.
We're so cash and relaxed in here. We don't know what's going on.
I know. And that's a great track, too, from their album that actually was just released this week, Right On. The album that was just released is called How I Got Over. Love that song. I know Fleur was tapping her foot to it.
I was jiving. It was actually Christian's choice. Christian and I usually choose half of the programming each to make it equal, and I'm very happy with your choices this week, buddy.
I got brownie points for that one. for sure. So,
and if you don't know the Roots, they've been around since 1987. Can you believe that? Holy moly, I know. I was watching cable the other day, and they had the 100 top hip-hop songs of all time, and they were saying how influential the Roots are and how understated they are, and a lot of people don't realize how important they are with the hip-hop movement, especially looking at the sort of more subtle and intelligent hip-hop movement compared to the glam and the misogynistic sort of rap
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, exactly. And I don't know. They're Jimmy Fallon's actually house band now for a show, which is kind of weird. But they're definitely still cranking out the albums. This is their 9th full length studio album that they released this week, and they're doing some great things for charity as well. They're involved with the Green Music Group, and it's a project of the nonprofit organization called Reverb. And Green Music Group is a large scale, high profile environmental coalition of musicians whom the Roots are actually one of the founding members.
Cool.
So industry leaders and music fans using their collective power, they can bring widespread environmental change within the music industry and around the globe. So I think it's a great charity. They have a pretty cool website as well, greenmusicgroup.org. You can check that out. And Questlove actually is putting out a challenge right now.
So. I know, which is kind of cool. I saw Questlove. Not only is like he probably one of the most phenomenal drummers of our time, but he's also a wicked DJ. And I saw him a couple of months ago at during the Olympics,
cool.
And he rocked it. But he's also asking fans for to donate gently used clothing and other household items to charity as a way of the 3 R's: recycle. What's it? Recycle, reuse.
Reduce, reuse, recycle.
Oh, yay! Yeah. Good one.
Yeah. And if you guys go to their website, they're actually the challenge actually involves some potential prizing for people that do donate their clothing. So
cool.
You can check that out. There's benefits to getting involved.
If you give out and give back, you get something in return.
Yeah,
I like that.
Get some love back. So.
So, yeah, we're playing again. We played this recently, but I friggin' love this song, so I've decided to play it again. It's the Black Keys, their new album, Brothers, with the song She's Long Gone on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. Enjoy.
strength,
dignity,
respect,
beauty,
self-worth,
safety,
confidence,
choice,
hope.
The Beauty Night Society is a registered charity dedicated to helping marginalized women introduce trust, hope, and self-esteem into their lives. This is the
first day of Through its popular makeover program, the Beauty Night Society has touched the lives of thousands and reintroduced a healthy touch to the lives of vulnerable women throughout British Columbia, creating real life makeovers.
Please visit www.beautynight.org for information on programs and on how to help.
Beauty Night, because dignity is beautiful. I think I was blind before I met you.
We'll be right back. When you experiment with cut-ups over a period of time, you find that some of the cut-ups seem to refer to future events. Well, we went on to exploit the potentials of the tape recorder.
Now, back to modern times.
Tapes, tape recorders.
Cut up, slow down, speed up, run backwards, inch the tape. That means work it back and forth across the tape head.
Hey, girls. Move a little closer.
Play several tracks at once. Cut back and forth between two recorders.
Copyright infringement. Piracy.
Oh, no, I pressed the wrong button again.
Sample. So cut-ups put you in touch with what you know and do not know that you know.
Exquisite Corpse, Thursday, 7:30 to 9 p.m. on the mighty CITR Radio 101.9, Vancouver.
This is not all rock and roll, dude.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 in Vancouver, and I hope we haven't put you to sleep with that set. Christian and I have been talking about how mellow this first half of the show's been.
I'm feeling good. I'm liking it.
He's melting into the chair as we speak.
I am.
You just heard Grizzly Bear with their song Ready Able from their most recent musical...
Vacadamus, I believe is how you say it. Yeah, it's a tough album name.
We butcher that song or that album title every time.
They're from Brooklyn.
Yay.
As most people would know. And very hypnotizing kind of sound that they have. And it's a mixture of folk rock, a lot of electronic touches in there as well. So definitely hypnotized me there. I was feeling
you were comatose a bit.
Yeah, it was good. I like it. I really like the charity that they've been involved with most recently. Brighter Planet, actually, is what it's called. And it's a foundation seeking to help reduce our carbon footprint and take control over climate change. A lot of people talk about their carbon footprint. You know, if you ask people like 10 years ago about carbon footprints, it's like...
You said what now?
Yeah, what are you talking about? But a lot of people are concerned with their carbon footprint and kind of the effect that they're having on the environment these days. So I think this is a great charity. And they raise money to foster projects that help fight climate change and global warming and help individuals mitigate their own environmental footprint. And if you go on their website, it's actually really cool. You can actually calculate your own carbon footprint.
How's your carbon footprint? You know, I was going to ask you that.
You know what? I didn't do it last night when I was on their website, but I'll probably do it soon. So I would suggest that everybody go and check out brighterplanet.com is the website and figure out what your carbon footprint is. And it'll probably open your eyes a little bit about how you can... lessen the effect that you have, the negative effect that you have on the environment around you. It's amazing, you know, simple things from washing your clothes in cold water. Actually, one thing that they had on their website that I thought was really strange because I thought this would maybe be a negative, but actually cooking with your microwave.
Really?
It uses less energy than your oven or stove would.
Crazy. That's crazy. Well, yeah, and like you say, there's so many simple solutions to reduce your carbon footprint, like, you know, putting on I'm going to say sweater, I'm not going to say jumper, instead of turning your heating up. And a lot of the times, when you go traveling, say on the train or on the plane, there is options to offset your carbon. And people think it's quite expensive to do that. But honestly, like I remember I did it for a flight between Sydney and Melbourne, between Perth and Melbourne, which is across the country. It cost me $5 extra, which when you think about it, that's to negate your carbon footprint from the flight that you took. It's pretty cheap.
Yeah, $5. That's amazing.
I know. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah. Brighter Planet actually has credit cards as well that with every purchase you make helps offset kind of your carbon footprint as well. So I don't know. Check out the website. It was pretty interesting. So
definitely. Mm-hmm. And in the middle, we heard Band of Horses with their new album Infinite Arms and their song Factory, which I quite like. Another mellow one.
Mellow is the theme tonight. We didn't even know it, but it is.
Exactly. They were previously known as Horses. It's an American rock band formed in 2004 just across the border in Seattle. This is their third album that was released in May this year, and it was made without assistance or funding from a record label. The band, after they've left Sub Pop, they explained that they eventually wanted to do it through Brown Records, which is Ben Bridwell's own label, and he said, because I fund the record myself and we produced it ourselves, we just really wanted to make sure that we have our hands in the pie, which I think it seems like that's a trend with a lot of musicians right now, to go away from the record label and all the added expenses that they put on, which they obviously have to work towards to pay back over years. So it's a lot better this way.
Good for them that they've reached that success point and in their careers where they're successful enough that they can go do that, right? And not really worry about having, being backed by a larger record label. So,
and just having that creative autonomy as well,
yeah,
which is cool.
Most definitely. And Band of Horses, they've supported PETA 2, which is the youth division of PETA, which I'd actually never heard of before. But in case you don't know, PETA stands for...
We were making sure we had it right before we came back on. It's the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals.
There we go. And PETA, they're... American Animal Rights Organization. They're based in Norfolk, Virginia. So they have over 2 million members and supporters and are the largest animal rights group in the world. And, you know, you see them quite frequently. A lot of celebrities seem to support PETA and what they stand for. And their slogan is, animals are not ours to eat, wear, experiment on, or use for entertainment. So very, very great charity. And you'll see a lot of them around, and a lot of charities, or sorry, celebrities standing up for what they stand for. So
Definitely, especially when you have animals that can't speak out for their own rights, you need someone to speak for them. And when I was doing my research around PETA too, that's it's a really, really cool website. I'm not going to lie. Like, I was really impressed with them, and they're very active and energetic. And a couple of the cool things that they said on their website are what follows. They say that they are an animal rights group that takes on anyone who abuses animals. From schools that don't allow the choice not to dissect, to fashion designers who won't drop fur, to fast food giants that refuse to treat their animals right, which is really cool. And I love how they're like, and not to brag, but we are the largest youth animal groups in the world, which I thought was kind of cool.
That's awesome.
I liked their panache.
Yeah, definitely. And Ben Bridwell from Band of Horses talked to PETA too about why he logs onto Kentucky Fried Cruelty .com all the time, which actually I've never been on there.
I'm scared to go on there, quite honestly, after I read this stuff. Not that I like or endorse KFC, but
yeah. Well, and what he says, a quote is, the campaign I remember the most is the KFC campaign, and this is by PETA. And I followed that rather closely for a while and checked out PETA's website pretty much daily just to see what was going on. So I'm going to have to check out KentuckyFriedCruelty.com actually to find out more about this. So
yeah, and he goes on to encourage fans to get active against KFC, advising them to routinely visit KentuckyFriedCruelty.com, and he says it's the most effective way for everyone to know how they're doing their business so that everyone can make their own informed decision and hopefully just not eat there. Yeah, and he's not the only one that's been involved. Nico Case, Morrissey, all these big musicians have teamed up with PETA too and are looking at this KFC stuff as well.
Cool.
Which is pretty cool.
Check out the website at www.peta2.com, and this might segue pretty well into another topic that we actually just wanted to talk a little bit about this evening.
Yeah.
While we had your attention.
Yeah, well, exactly. We've talked about Avaaz before. I get some pretty cool stuff from them, and I recently just got asked, like everybody does, to sign a petition. And they've got 72 hours left, and it was funny, after I signed the petition, which takes like a nanosecond, like Christian could do it on his BlackBerry right now if he really wanted to, which we might do during the break. But it's right now what's happening is the International Whaling Commission is meeting in Morocco for a final vote on a proposal that would legalize commercial whale hunting for the first time in a generation, which is absolutely appalling, seeing as most of the world is against it. There are a few select countries that do endorse it, like Japan and Scandinavia. So I was just aghast that this was actually coming back on the table again, seeing as they're such a huge, important part of our, not only our environmental history, but our ecosystem, right? Whales are amazing. So more than 1 million people have signed the petition to protect whales. They want 1.5 million. So at the Whale Summit, the Avaaz team has set up billboards, front page newspaper ads, and are just really trying to pressure the delegates not to vote for this because it is going to be so detrimental. And thanks to the worldwide outcry, many governments have already pledged to oppose the proposal, which is what they're looking for. At that time, the whale petition added 100,000 signatures. So it's a really important thing to get behind. And like I said, it literally only takes not even a minute. Like type in your email address, send it off.
And where can people do this?
It's at www.avaaz.org, and that there'll be a link straight there that you can sign the petition. And yeah, like after the global ban was first implemented on commercial whaling, the number of whales killed each year plummeted from 38,000 per year to just a couple of thousand, which is amazing.
I saw that statistic. So I'd say go to the website, sign the petition, read more about it, and educate yourselves. I know there's actually also a local fundraiser tonight actually called Ocean Roots, which is at Beaumont Studios on West 5th Avenue. and it's helping to heal the ocean through art, and it's a Sea Shepherd benefit. So a bunch of the money raised at this benefit, which is this evening, goes to the Sea Shepherd. And for those that don't know, Xavier Rudd, when he was on the program, talked a little bit about Sea Shepherd. The Sea Shepherd roams the ocean, basically looking for people that are, you know, killing whales or doing things like that out there, and kind of protects the waters, so to speak. So,
and if you did miss out that Xavier Rudd show that we did a couple of weeks ago, we are trying to get the show back. Hopefully we'll have it in the next couple of weeks. We're looking at, there was some technical problems that night, so we are trying to podcast it for those people that are wanting to hear Xavier Rudd's show. So just bear with us. It'll hopefully come on in the next couple of weeks. But in the meantime, I think we're going to give her a bit now, aren't we? We're going to ramp it up with Hot Chip, which I freaking love, and I love their new album, One Life Stand. And this song is going to get you grooving. It's called Hand Me Down Your Love on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
So why can't I be bright like my lover's
Time when we got it all out.
can I forget the nights we killed every summer night? You know the sun never sets around here. That is what we wait for all year. Young to know you were younger than I'm now in 1980-83. You came on with a black eye. Look behind you, the rafter, you close your eyes. You shot tools in high stakes to far, far, far behind. Get them out of your mind. This is who I am. Oh, wasn't always been original. The truth. You understand, I never want this to end. And I have kept my promises. How can I forget shaking every memory? Looking back when the sun never set around here. And we waited all year. This is who I am.
Welcome back to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR. That was Shout Out Louds with 1999. Kind of a nice song. I was feeling it. They're actually, their first full-length album, Howl Howl Gaff Gaff, was first released in Scandinavia in 2003, so they've been doing it since then.
Yeah, and they're from Stockholm, Sweden, if you hadn't heard about them before. And I've put that we've talked about them before and we've talked about their philanthropic stuff, so I've actually put in a little bit of a story that I saw off their MySpace, which I thought was kind of cool, right? Like,
yeah, definitely. It's kind of a neat story.
So in 2008, at sunset, after quite a disorderly night in Sao Paulo, the band members lovingly parted ways to go on each of their own adventures. But they promised that after 6 months, they would return to the spot where it began. And they did, and everyone kept their promise. And in March 2009, they gathered in Stockholm to get back to work, and then they recorded this third album, album, Work, which was titled Work in Seattle at the beginning of this year, or sorry, at the end of last year, I should say. So, yeah, it's kind of a cool thing that they all went their separate ways, went on an
adventure.
Didn't
talk and just came back and met and got down to it.
Yeah, I like
it. Kind of cool. Before that, we had The Knife with Heartbeats from their 2003 album called Deep Cuts. The Knife from Sweden, an electropop duo. That consists of a brother and a sister, which is kind of cool. They're keeping it in the family. Formed in 1999. They actually have their own record company as well called Rabid Records. And the female member of the band put out a solo album under the name Fever Ray last year. So they're pretty busy.
And I like what you say about the Knife rarely cooperate with the media, apparently.
Or mainstream music, yeah.
Which is fair enough.
Yeah. You gotta respect them for that, right?
Yeah, like keeping to your guns. And until 2006, they did not perform live concerts, which for me and Christian, who love going to live concerts, it's a little bit sad.
It's tragic.
It is. Yeah. But now they're playing, so hopefully they'll come to Vancouver soon so we can see them. Heartbeats gained them much attention, and from their second album, which is the latest release, it's called Tomorrow and In a Year.
Which was just released, yeah. Yeah, so the nonprofit organization that they've been really involved with heavily as of late is SFOTE, and they're teaming up with a group of artists and musicians to auction off art made out of steel drums. So the fundraising event that The Knife is involved in is called Seven Drums, Seven Artists, and it's designed to honor Trinidad and Tobago, where steel drums were invented. And Trinidad drum maker Elliot Manette has donated seven steel drums, which will be transformed by the all-star cast of characters, that The Knife being one of them.
Cool.
So, yeah.
And SFOTE's mission is to collaborate with communities around the world, building teams of global professionals, innovative minds, and local leaders to create site-specific sustainable programs that support lasting change. So if you want to know more about that, they just have to go online and Google SFOTE.
The great Google.
The Oracle Google.
Yep.
And at the top of that set, we had, like I said, Hot Chip with Hand Me Down Your Love. They support Crisis, a UK nonprofit which aims to fight homelessness and empower people to fulfill their potential and transform their lives. So not only in Vancouver, but also in the UK, homelessness is a huge problem. And it's pretty cool, like, not cool, but it was interesting what they had to say on their website around homelessness. They said, I mean, a lot of people disregard homeless people as, you know, they brought it along themselves. And it really is a horrible cycle to get into because you can't find your way out of it a lot of the time. And they say homelessness is an isolating and destructive experience. And homeless people are some of the most vulnerable and socially excluded in our society. Homelessness is about more than rooflessness. A home is not just a physical space. It also has a legal and social dimension. Homelessness is about the loss of these. Homelessness is costly to the individual, society, and the state, as we can all imagine here as well.
Very true.
And if you want to look at a local charity that deals with homelessness, it's called Street to Home, and they have some really cool initiatives and some pretty crazy and influential people on their board, so you should check that out.
They're based out of Vancouver?
They are indeed based out of Vancouver.
Excellent. Next up, we have an American rock trio from New York City, comprising of Kazu Makino and some twin brothers, Simone and Amendo Pace. And they actually perform in multiple languages, English, Japanese, Italian, and French. They're going to be playing the Capitol Hill Block Party in Seattle in late July. And I actually just read that their next album, named Penny Sparkle, is actually due out in mid-September. So here's Blonde Redhead with Spring and By Summer Fall on Are You Aware?
You Greek Day in the heart of Kitsilano, Saturday, June 27th. This festival returns once again to celebrate Greek heritage, the Kitsilano community, and its local merchants.
Greek Day. Krinos Foods will host the main stage and other crowd pleasers. And new for this year is a Super Paradise Disco and an Athenian Marketplace Agora.
Greek Day. West Broadway in the heart of Kitsilano, Saturday, June 27th. To volunteer or for more information, visit www.greekday.com.
Well, I found your finger, but without its ring. Bye.
be held captive. Oh, forget the way I acted. Oh, it's just I'm out of practice. Oh, and to distract it, hold me to this thing, darling, and bring a ladder we'll climb to the rafters. As long as there's a view to look to, fence me in and keep me close to you. I wandered for a long time. You threw me a lifeline, pulled me out of the dark night. Hold me to this thing, darling, and bring a ladder we'll climb to the rafters. As long as there's a view to look to, fence me in and keep me close to you.
So that was Sarah Harmer with Captive from her new album, Oh Little Fire, that was just released. Great Canadian singer-songwriter and activist as well. Sarah Harmer actually co-founded Pearl, Protecting Escarpment Rural Land, a nonprofit organization that she is deeply involved with. So great song. Before that, we had Apollo Ghosts with Witchcraft Lake from their latest album called Mount Benson, which was just actually nominated for the Polaris Music Prize. They made the long list, so...
Yeah, they've made it along with Blue Rodeo, Rastronaut, which we've played before, Broken Social Scene, Caribou, and Crystal Castle. So there's a few pretty
decent. The list goes on and on, but check that out at PolarisMusicPrize.ca, I believe it is. Some great albums on there.
Yeah, it is. It's definitely worth checking out. And at, like we said at the start of that set, we had Blonde Redhead with Spring and By Summer Fall from their album 23. Which was, I like that. It's yeah, quirky, but cool.
Yeah, it was definitely good. And that's pretty much it for this week. We've got one more song for you. Next up is Bleak with Exquisite Corpse, so make sure you stick around for that. He's got some interesting stuff for you this evening. Any feedback for us, hit us up at areyouawareradio@gmail.com. And Fleur, I think she's celebrating an anniversary or something.
Not celebrate, not me personally. I just realized before I got into the studio today, it's the eve of the 1 year anniversary of Michael Jackson's death. Huge, as he is known, the King of Pop died a year ago tomorrow.
Year flies by. I just couldn't believe that when you told me that tonight. I was like, really? That was a year ago?
I know. So before we play, we're not playing MJ to end the night. We're playing another band. But I did want to leave you with some cool thoughts of MJ's before we left. So this is from Michael Jackson before he died. I don't know when he said this, but it's pretty interesting. He said, "In a world filled with hate, we must still dare to hope. In a world filled with anger, we must still dare to comfort. And in a world filled with distrust, we must still dare to believe." That's lovely, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very lovely.
Christian's like, I'm gonna get you a cheeseburger after this.
I might. We're gonna leave you here with a great track from TV on the Radio. It was from the 2008 album called Dear Science. Here's DLZ on CITR.
that breeds. And oxidation is the compromise you own. But this is beginning to feel like the dog wants a bone. Say your methods that the disconnect from all your creeds. As fortune strives to fill the vacuum that it feeds. But this is beginning to feel like the dog's lost the lead. Say,
take it up with Bleak.
Bleak. Two E's, one K.
Right now, I'd like to bring to the stage a fine musician, as well a very dear friend. Please give a warm welcome to Mr. Bleak.
And welcome to Exquisite Corpse Radio. This is CITR 101.9 Vancouver. Tonight, I'm going to be taking you on a field trip with me. Somewhere I haven't gone before with you. And I have several different hobbies, different being the operative word there. And but one of those is the fact that I am into antique radios and phonograph sort of thing. I don't have a lot of money for my collection, but a couple years ago I purchased a a phonograph, which was made by the Edison Company from about 19... I'm trying to remember now. Well, we'll get to that pretty soon here. Let me just tell you about that. It is a Edison Diamond Disc player that when I saw, I fell in love immediately. Last weekend, I got some of my Diamond Discs together from the machine and set up a microphone in front of my Edison phonograph and started to record. And that is what we'll be hearing this evening on Exquisite Corpse Radio. Yeah. So to start off, let's talk about an article written by Phil O'Keefe. Phil O'Keefe, and this can be found at edisonphonology.com. He writes, "In my opinion, Edison made the best cylinder phonographs on the market. However, by the end of the first decade of the 20th century, it became apparent that the public preferred disc phonographs, particularly the new internal horn, Victrolas, being offered by the Victor Talking Machine Company. Nevertheless, Edison stubbornly insisted that cylinder phonographs were superior to disc phonographs and balked at the idea of developing a line of disc phonographs to compete. Eventually, Edison reconsidered his position and he threw himself into a project to develop the Edison disc phonograph. Unfortunately, he waited too long to enter the disc phonograph